From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged at its meeting this week, pretty much what everyone expected, although it is still penciling in 3 rate cuts this year. At yesterday's press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell emphasized that what the Fed does next depends on the data, especially on inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the press conference and joins us now live. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri.
So inflation came in higher than expected in January and again in February. Is that why the Fed is holding interest rates where they are?
Yes. And remember, Sabri, the Fed has been raising rates to dampen demand. The theory is lower demand pushes down prices. Chair Powell said the Fed isn't going to cut interest rates until it's absolutely sure inflation is headed toward its 2% goal.
So what kind of data does the Fed need to see before it actually goes and lowers rates?
That's what we kept asking Chair Powell yesterday. Of course, he's watching overall inflation data, but he's also keeping tabs specifically on housing inflation, which isn't coming down the way the Fed expected. Rising wages can fuel demand and inflation. Powell told me he's keeping an eye on that, although he doesn't think higher wages were a major cause of inflation.
Wage increases have been quite strong, but they're gradually coming down to levels that are more sustainable over time. And that's what we want.
The Fed itself released some data yesterday, its latest quarterly economic projections. What did we learn from that?
Well, they cut their projection for the unemployment rate. They now expect much higher economic growth this year. So maybe the thinking is an economy that strong can handle higher interest rates for longer.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.